Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
I've got an axe to grind. I hate bromes. Brome grasses can be brutal on winter wheat yields. If you really want to give winter wheat a fighting chance, be brutal right back with Prepare Burn Down Herbicide. Adding Prepare to your glyphosate extends brome control for up to 21 days, giving young wheat the weed-free head start it needs to make something of itself. Because the cleaner the field, the higher the yield. Talk to your retailer or visit preparewinterwheat.com and always read and follow label directions.
Protecting private property rights, feeding a hungry world, standing up for what's right, and fighting against what's not right while improving the lives of all Oklahomans. As the leader of Oklahoma agriculture, this is Oklahoma Farm Bureau's mission. For more than 70 years, we've represented the voice of reason in Oklahoma City and Washington, D.C. To learn how you can be a part of this great tradition, go to okfarmbureau.org. We are rural Oklahoma.
By next fall, it's very likely that much of the U.S. agricultural community will be watching Oklahoma and Oklahoma's agricultural battle against the Humane Society of the U.S. and others that do not want State Question 777 to pass. Glenn Coffey is former Senate President in the state of Oklahoma, former State Secretary of State as well, and he's helping consult with agriculture groups, putting together a coalition for a yes vote for State Question 777, the Right to Farm constitutional amendment that will be voted on by the people in November 2016. He says we're going to need a lot of money raised early on to try to mount a very aggressive campaign. And he says it's also going to take a lot of grassroots people support.
We also need people's time. This is not about putting forward any one individual, any one group. This is about Oklahoma agriculture. I firmly believe that we have to win this. And there are some people who think, well, why wouldn't it pass in Oklahoma? And that's a reasonable question. But I think given enough money behind a message, somebody cannot tell the truth. They can misrepresent the facts and confuse people. And if that goes unanswered, we could find ourselves in trouble. And if we don't do our job, and if we're not successful, and if we don't have that concern, I don't think they'll ever leave our state. They'll be pestering farmers and ranchers and drive up food costs for consumers in the names of things that sound very noble to other people, but what the real cost is to our way of life here in Oklahoma.
Former Oklahoma State Senate President Glenn Coffey was a part of a panel that we moderated on State Question 777 at this year's Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention in Midwest City. USDA cattle inventory report gets us above the 30 million mark when it comes to beef cow numbers in this country once again. We were at 29.75 million head as of July 1 a year ago, 29.693 million head as of January 1 of this year, but now 30.5 million head of beef cows in the U.S. according to USDA. That's up 3% really from a year ago and really 3% up from January 1 of this year. Cattle and feed numbers somewhat bearish, primarily because of placement numbers according to Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. Trade was expecting 1% less than a year ago on placement numbers. We got 1% more than a year ago, and the numbers were for heavier weight cattle compared to a year ago being placed into our feedlots.
Now, the weight breakdown of the placements, the under 600-pound category was down 13.5%, and 800-plus category was up 11.2% versus a year ago. Now, the heavyweight were higher than a year ago for the 10th month out of the past 11 months.
So the trend of producing more pounds of beef on grass and then sending them onto the feedlot continues. You've got Farm News on Ron. Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
That's your Farm News. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.